Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a little technical difficulty getting Terry Barber on the line. We're working on that. But one of the things he wanted to talk about is inspiring your customers. And so that's what you and I are going to talk about in the meantime. And I don't know if you've ever thought about that, folks, but think about somebody walking in your front door. Think about what they're doing. What's going on in their mind? They've never been there before. They've never been in your business before, and they just walk in. They're a brand new person that you've never met before. They've never met you. They don't know what to expect from your operation. What kind of an experience are they going to have with you? What do you have to do to get to train your people to think, to get yourself to thinking, what do I have to do to make this person walk out of here inspired? Maybe that's a lofty term. Maybe that's a term that sounds like a little presumptuous. But you know what, folks? That's what we're going to have to do. And we got Terry Barber on the line with us right now. He's the founder of Inspiration Boulevard, LLC. Terry Barber, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Great to be here again.
It's good to have you back, Terry. You heard what I was just saying about, what do you have to do? Is inspiring a customer a term that's a little presumptuous? Is it over the top? And I don't think it is, but I wonder if that's a word that maybe puts people off. But my point is, Terry, if you're going to be successful in the second decade of the 21st century, you can't do any less. What do you think?
Hey, I love this song that you're singing because this is exactly where business needs to be. In fact, here's the truth. Customers are becoming more and more sophisticated, and their level of expectation is so much higher than it's ever been before. So if we as business owners do not come across with an intentional plan, purpose, vocabulary, and all that goes with that to really surround that customer and provide them with that inspiring experience, guess what? You're not going to see them again. But by the same token, for those organizations, those companies who have made a commitment to doing so, they are being rewarded handsomely because they will become more loyal than ever before because there are so few businesses who are actually doing this.
Well, exactly. And let me throw something out. And Terry, you and I haven't talked about this, but my audience has heard me say this. One of the things I'm working on these days is the concept of the age of the customer. And it's the title of my next book. And in the age of the customer has control of the relationship. They have control of more of the elements of the relationship than the seller does, which is not what was happening a few years ago when we were in the age of the seller. The seller had control of the information and the products, and the customer only had control of the buying decision. Today, as you know, the customer has the buying decision and the information. And so here's the danger. Here's the danger, Terry. What if you become irrelevant? What if the customer knows what they want to buy, when they want to buy it, how much they're willing to pay, and they know as much about your product as you do? Now all they got to do is find somebody to sell it to them. They don't care who that is. If you don't do what we're talking about, inspiring customers, giving them an experience, making them want to come back to you, you become irrelevant. What do you think?
I love that thought, and I think you're absolutely right. And what we continue to see as we study more and more of these kinds of companies who are truly inspiring customers, it's not nearly so much about product knowledge as it is about people knowledge.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And of course, you have to. Don't we need to separate this experience in two ways that we're having with the customers are having with us? Number one is the product. The product that they want, And I'm not going to say price, because price is such an unfortunate term. Let's talk about value, because my price is not the same as your price, but we both want value. And so you got to have the product, you got to have value, you got to have good service. Everybody's got good service these days, or they can have it. So what's the only difference between you and me, Terry? The only thing I can do is in that experience, in that connection that we make with them, right?
Absolutely. And when we can make a deeper level kind of connection with that customer, which really and truly comes down to some very basic kinds of principles that anybody can utilize. I don't care what your personality is. You may be a complete introvert, but the truth is, if you can use the principle of just being authentic, being who you are, and connecting mm-hmm. with that person, having a willingness to be vulnerable and transparent and consistent, you're gonna win a friend. You're gonna win a customer.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, the thing that we've talked about lately with other folks, Terry, is this concept of branding for small business. And one of my Brain Trust members years ago introduced us to the idea of the ding in branding. He said it was Phil Nolman, and he said, you know, what you want is for when a customer thinks of whatever it is that you sell, you want there to be a ding to go off of their head, and that ding is your picture in their head, between their ears. And the only way to make that happen these days is not with price. It's not even with what we used to call customer service. It's something that you did that set yourself apart. You remembered their name. You asked them what they wanted. You asked them how you could help them. When something broke, you fixed it like nobody else has ever fixed it, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think?
I think that's right. I tell you something else I've seen that has been really, really effective lately is actually having people involved, engaged in conversation about the aspirations of the customer, because it's beyond the realm of just what it is that they're selling in that store. But it really begins to create an opportunity for a greater, deeper experience. If I can understand, Jim, what your intentions are, even outside of this particular product that I'm selling you, the service I'm selling you, so that I can be a source of encouragement to you as a person, then my product is secondary, and our relationship really becomes primary.
Right. Terry, give us the website, please.
It's Inspiration Boulevard, BLVD.com.
InspirationBoulevard.com. Terry Barber is our guest. We're going to talk some more about this. We're going to get Terry to give us some good things we can take away from all this and go and execute in our business today, right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Do it all night. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog and all the other things that are there. And don't forget to check our poll question out. We have a different poll question every week. We'd like for you to tell us what you think about the answer to the poll question. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something that you can do there that will help you with your small business. Terry Barber is our guest. Terry is the founder of Inspiration Boulevard. Put a .com on the end of that. You got his website. Terry, one of the things you've been doing recently is you've been doing some research on what customers think about being inspired, as we were talking about in the previous segment. What they were thinking about, what companies they felt did a good job of that. We talked about that the last time you were here. What did you learn from that research that you could convey to my audience to get them to be an inspiring company?
You know, one of the things that we've been talking a little bit about the relationship piece of it, but let's talk just a minute in very specifically about that authenticity aspect of the organization and how it's possible just to be able to stand for something, to put a stake in the ground relative to a value, something you believe in, something you will stand for, and that in of itself, without saying another word about it, will be something that is an incredibly attractive and inspiring aspect
right.
of that organization.
What does authentic mean, do you think, to a customer?
Well, you know, I think really what it is being the same, whether times are good or times are bad, whether it's at morning, noon, or night, no matter who comes in, no matter who stands in front of them, it is always the same kind of enduring and endearing type of relationship and representation.
Mm-hmm. You know, I keep coming back to two definitions of ethics and integrity that I think are a part of this. And one of them is what Albert Camus, the Nobel laureate, wrote one time. He said, integrity has no need of rules. And so if you're coming down to where you need to do the right thing, but it's against your policy, you need to do the right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And he didn't say integrity should follow the policy. He said integrity has no need of rules. And then our good friend Lynn Morella, who's our ethics expert, says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable.
I like it.
Isn't that great? And these are examples, folks. When you have a character, when you have an opportunity to have a character test, you or your company, you know, when you behave in a way that would make Camus and Morella happy, then that's when you've been authentic. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And when you have the opportunity to go ahead and make it known exactly what it is that you stand for and use that as a point to rally people around, that becomes something that demonstrates your authenticity. So it's more than just being able to say, hey, I'm authentic, hey, I stand for something, but you're actually able to illustrate and demonstrate. And, you know, my appeal to your listening audience is begin to think through now. What are the things that you would stand for that you would even be willing to give up business over mm-hmm. in exchange for the sake of just doing what is right?
Mm-hmm. And isn't that the kind of thing that does more for your internal organization than anything in the world? Your internal customers, as some people call them, your employees, when they see you behaving that way, isn't that the kind of thing that makes people, you know, follow you into wherever?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. We have actually seen a major shift take place within business before just because somebody at the top, somebody at the C level was able to stand up and make a stance, take a stance and be counted for. And it became just a turning point for that organization when people began to see, my God, we are working under somebody who really does believe the stuff that we're talking about. It's not just about making money. It really is about standing for something.
So what you're saying then, Terry, is beyond price, beyond product, beyond selection, beyond delivery, beyond service, it's about leadership. The way to inspire our people and then therefore inspire our customers is demonstrating leadership. Isn't that what you're saying?
I think that's absolutely right. And look, there are two forms of basic leadership. I mean, one is that external kind of carrot, manipulative type of motivation. And, can you lead somebody that way? Can you get somebody to respond that way?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But the other is if you can reach in and tap into the real desires, the dreams, the aspirations of your employee base, what a difference that makes in terms of being intrinsically motivated.
I think what you just described, though, Terry, is the difference between leadership and management.
Yeah.
The first one is management. The second one is leadership. And you said it very well. Terry, give us the website one more time, please.
Inspiration Boulevard, BLVD.com.
Will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
We've
Thanks,
enjoyed
Jim.
Having you here. Good job today.
Yeah.
Terry
right,
Barber.
Have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, inspirationboulevard.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I will be right back.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.